AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm at Piper in New York. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveled to Florida to survey the damage brought by Hurricane Idalia. They took an aerial tour of storm-affected areas before traveling to Live Oak, touring damage on the ground.
As I told your governor, if there's anything your state needs, I'm ready to mobilize that support. Anything they need related to these storms. Your nation has your back, and we'll be with you until the job is done.
As that was happening, flooding was the big problem out west, with 60,000 people at one venue being told to stay put and ration food and water.
Las Vegas and the desert area around it have been getting pounded by rain for days, so much so that there are flash flood warnings and first responders have been busy.
It's a little bit unusual because it's been so widespread the past couple of days. It doesn't usually affect the whole valley. For these storms to affect the entire metro area for 2 days in a row, that's pretty unusual.
Chris Outler is with the Weather Service in Vegas. In addition to the threats and problems there, the entrance to the Burning Man Counterculture Festival in the Nevada desert is closed. We'll stay that way for the rest of the event. Tom Foti, CBS News.
To Pennsylvania, where authorities say a recently convicted murderer who escaped from a prison this week was spotted on home surveillance cameras in an area not far from the prison early this morning. KYW-TV's Marcella Baietto.
Security video in Poughkeepsie Township captures the moment Calvacante was last seen carrying a backpack early Saturday morning, less than 2 miles away from Chester County Prison. Because of this sighting, investigators say their presence in the area has increased.
Jimmy Buffett, the singer and songwriter of Margaritaville and dozens of other beachy soft rock songs, has died at 76 years old.
Though his image was that of the barefoot beach bum loafing around on his sailboat, Jimmy Buffett actually spent months on the road, earning millions from his concerts, millions more from his themed resorts and restaurants. According to Forbes, that barefoot beach bum died a billionaire. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Buffett was not the only well-known death today. Former New Mexico governor and UN ambassador Bill Richardson has also died.
Richardson's great skill was as negotiator, and so he represented the U.S. well at the UN. But his how-to came to light as he slogged through talks to rescue Americans in very tough environments. And it is there that he showed his ability to talk through dense relations between states.
Pamela Falk, CBS News at the United Nations.
The German government says Chancellor Olaf Scholz has fallen while jogging and sustained bruises to his face, prompting him to cancel some appointments this weekend. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You don't have to live in Britain to get what the New York Times calls the best of British telly. Stream the UK's most brilliant series only on BritBox. Unlock acclaimed favourites including Vera and Stonehouse, starring Succession's Matthew McFadyen. Plus, don't miss upcoming original dramas like Archie, the story of Hollywood's greatest leading man, Cary Grant. Lose yourself in Britain's best entertainment, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 69 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, highs around 98. Lows level off around 69. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Dry with temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the mid-90s to the upper 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
tune. Help me fall asleep. You try to read the room. You know you're in too deep when you say every cloud can have a shape. You can connect the dots into a face. Every flicker is a code.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Attached to my heart, it wires kickstart electricity, flows like blood, and it's running through my rusty veins. I know it's corroding, but I can't feel it safe.
It's easy. I quit drinking a thousand times. I'm gonna quit brown liquor. Start into drinking red wine. No more bourbon. I'm gonna try something off the vine. In the bottle, it's easy. I quit drinking a thousand times.
Before that with Mannequin. So Mackenzie Moore won the album of the year with her album Out of Nowhere. That's the song Mannequin is off that album. The Jimmies, they won Performer of the Year with their song. Well, I just played the song Drinking, but they were the Performer of the Year. I saw Jimmy Vaguely at the Mamas last Sunday at the Crucible Rocker. I know you weren't there, but I stopped in, got to hang out for most of the evening. Cat and Hurricane played a really awesome set. So did the Mascot Theory and the Rascal Theory.
Wow, a lot of theories.
It was a very theory. And there were some jokes about that, too. Shout out to Ty Christian and Rob Dees for hosting the Mamas this year. It was pretty cool. And congratulations to Buzz Kemper for winning the Lifetime Achievement Award this year.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty cool.
In the presentation, there was a lot of stuff about Buzz that I did not know about, you know?
Yeah.
He's a very interesting guy. Congratulations.
Been in it a long time.
It's not too late. You can still make a donation to the Mamas. Help put musical instruments in the hands of kids. Go to themamas.org, themamas.org.
And you know, Jimmy, the Jimmies are actually celebrating their 15-year anniversary. They've been a band for 15 years.
I thought it would be longer than that for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Rocker, it's sad time on Max Inc. Radio. It's time for Rockstar Death Notices.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jimmy Buffett, he passed away.
You heard the news. So last week, who was it last week, Rocker?
Bernie Marsden from Whitesnake.
That's right, that's right. This week, Jimmy Buffett passed away. This morning, I woke up to that news.
Yeah, Margaritaville. I heard you can go on YouTube and there's this great video of these guys that go around to like every single Margaritaville in the country, and they do a little tribute.
Were you a Jimmy Buffett fan growing up?
You know, a little bit. I mean, everybody's, you know, if you've been to some Grateful Dead concerts, you probably listen to a little Jimmy Buffett, too.
You know, this song, like this song, Margaritaville, classic, you know?
Yeah. His career was really kind of made from that song.
Well, and he was a good guy, too. I got to see Jimmy Buffett perform.
Really?
Back in the 90s at Alpine Valley.
Yeah, of course.
When he came, you know, I was driving a taxi at the time. I took a van load of people to Alpine Valley to see Jimmy Buffett.
A van load? How many people fit in your van, Jimmy?
It was like 11 or 12 people.
What?
They were all drinking, getting drunk on the way down. It was a good time. But they gave me a ticket as a tip, or as part of my tip. So I got to see the show. And I was kind of a metalhead back then.
Yeah.
Metal punk.
Like as opposed to now.
Right. And I was amazed by how good the show was.
Yeah.
I was shocked, actually. I really enjoyed it. And I really liked the crowd, the parrot heads.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, I wonder, you know, Kirstie Krause, she's down in the Florida Keys right now. They have a bunch of big festivals going down.
Yeah.
So I imagine that there's going to be a whole lot of tributing of Jimmy Buffett.
Everybody's going to pay tribute to Jimmy Buffett and have a margarita.
Have a margarita and think about the beach.
Sam Johnson, the owner of the Dark Star, he couldn't make it in tonight, but we're going to talk a little bit about the Dark Star. Plus, we got a Max Inc. radio show coming up there shortly. Plus, Michelle Bronze, she's going to join us in studio. Let's have a margarita, listen to some original local music on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's a Max Inc. Concert Showcase. Hey all, Jimmy K here. Join me as I broadcast live from the Dark Star Art Bar in Madison, Saturday, September 16th, 6 to 9 p.m. Then at 9, we rock with Sky Urchin, The Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated at herbalaspect.com. The Max Inc. Concert Showcase, Saturday, September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting original local music from Wisconsin to the state of Wisconsin. Here in Madison, your Artist of the Year 2023 for the Mamas. It's Cat in the Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio. Sorry That I'm Like This. Cat in a Hurricane is the artist of the year, according to the Madison Area Music Association. In my heart as well, Cat in a Hurricane here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to give us a call. Say hello. Tell us what you're doing tonight. You could also call or text through the Civic Media app. If you don't have that on your phone yet, Rocker, what are you waiting for, man? I feel really bad. I was really looking forward to Sam Johnson, the owner of the Dark Star Art Bar, coming in and having a chat with us. He just couldn't make it. There's too much art. There's too much stars at the Dark Star Art Bar in East Washington Avenue. But Rocker, I wanted to take a moment just to talk about the Dark Star Art Bar. I have not personally been to the Dark Star yet, but it's on my bucket list. I'm actually going to be there in 2 weeks, broadcasting this very show live from the Dark Star Art Bar for the Max Inc. Radio Concert Showcase. Dude, I'm stoked about this. I get to do live radio in front of people. Can't wait. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be with Sky Urchin, the Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker, sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated. Three Madison locations, Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and brand new on Gammon Road by Woodman's West. Now offering local delivery. You can shop online at herbalaspect.com. It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Showcase at the Dark Star Art Bar, September 16th, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Dude, the art in the art bar is really cool. That's the cool thing about the Dark Star Art Bar, is the visual art.
Well, and I think that comes from the curator and the owner there himself, Sam Johnson. We were going to get him to talk about a little bit of that because, you know, in the mid-2000s, early 2000s, Sam was the poster creator. And he did it, you know, old school. They were these big 18 by 24 type posters that were screen printed, you know, not you know, printed off a copy machine or anything like that. So they were really, you know, artistic and a really different style of poster.
Premium rock and roll posters.
Yeah, just old school. So, you know, I mean, he's had a flair for art. And I think that, you know, he was the guy curating and managing when it was the Dark Horse Art Bar. But, of course, that went out of business. And Sam figured out a way to kind of take that over and become the curator again and, you know, mix music with art. An art gallery, so it's all rolled and fused into one there.
I was talking to Robert Halstead because, you know, he's a Sky Urchin. We have the show coming up on September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar. And he was saying he really likes how they shifted the stage from how it was kind of cornered in the window to more of a side view of it, creating a little bit of a room on stage and on the floor.
Yes, it was a challenging stage. I remember Ironclaw played there when we had the Bomblastica, and that was at the Dark Horse. And it was a, you know, kind of more that traditional rectangle stage in a window. And now they've kind of angled it, and I think it fits the bar more. It's probably much more conducive for live music there. I see they have more PA gear. So I'm excited to see, you know, what's going on there. And I want to play a show there myself.
Yeah, Dan.
I mean, it's right across from the High Noon, right down there just off the Capitol Square.
That's why Sam didn't come in tonight, because he knew that Rocker was going to bug him for an Ironclaw show.
Yeah, probably. No, he wants me to play there. We just we haven't come together on that yet.
So there's a bunch of live shows coming up at the Dark Star Art Bar. If you go to their website, Dark Star Art Bar, or darkstar.bar, it looks like, that will take you to the events page. You can see all the events there. Again, we'll be there on September 16th. I'll be broadcasting live from 6 to 9 p.m. just before Sky Urchin, the Vipers, and Peacemaker. That's going to be a great time, dude.
And then I see Lunar Moth and Or Does It Explode. They're going to be next Saturday, September 9th.
Absolutely. Another show that's coming up at the Dark Star Art Bar is Thursday, September 7th. This band is playing with DJ Last Name and Ace the DJ. Here is Dose and his latest one, Bike Ride, on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Been 5 long years since I last heard your name. And I ain't seen your face since I don't know when. Poor heart keeps asking me where you've been. But it seems a shame no one's come yet to take your place. I wonder how long this heart will hold to a lover lost at 18 years old.
Max Inc. Radio 1 Civic Media. We are local music. Frank Martin Bush there and Wonder. That's brand new stuff from him. Frank Martin Bush and the Names will be playing Taste of Madison on Sunday. So you can make plans for that for tomorrow. Before that, Old Soul Society and Shake the Blues Away. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. Original local music until midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, we got brand new music from Rain Stern coming up after the top of the hour here. A double dip of Rain Stern.
Wow.
Her new song, Zodiac, which we're going to hear, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I could see it on your face already, Rocker.
I'm smiling, Jimmy. I'm ready to hear it. I love Rain Stern. It'll be good to hear what she's doing.
Love to know
these days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's out in L.A. living the life, and we got her new music. We're going to play it soon. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you could also call or text from the Civic Media app. Also coming up next hour, we're going to have Michelle Braun on the show. Looking forward to that. She's going to be talking about Vava Voom Rock and Roll fundraiser car event and bike show. That's in Milwaukee, right, Rocker?
Yeah, it's Oconomowoc, actually. It's at the Steel Tank Brewing Company. Really good food. And when we come back, Jimmy, we got a text.
Oh, we'll talk about that soon. You can text us right now, 844-967-2789, or within the Civic Media app. Let's do that while we listen to some brand new Kelsey Miles. It's Fool. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the...